Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, listen, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance do not understand how leverage works, and that scares me because Trump is going into a high-stakes phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, and Trump is going to get rolled. Trump doesn't understand the fundamental history of the war, and as much as I hate Vladimir Putin, Putin knows the history of the region. He knows how to weave his way around and manipulate Trump's dumbass. So, I want to show you how J.D. Vance ceded a bunch of leverage today on the plane, basically just bowed down to Vladimir Putin, and then I want to show you Peter Doocy talking to Caroline Levitt in the White House press room because he actually pushes back a little bit on Trump's Russia strategy. Let's start off with this clip of Caroline Levitt earlier today basically describing the Moody's downgrade of our credit rating and trying to spin it as a good thing. She literally inverses reality.
Thanks. Edward.
Yes, thanks.
And then I'll go to you.
You're welcome. I want to get the president's reaction to Moody's downgrading the credit rating of the United States.
Sure. Well, look, the president talked about this over the weekend. The Secretary of Treasury also talked about it. When you look at the world has confidence in the United States of America and our economy once again.
No, they do not. It's the exact opposite. I am not making this up when I say there are charts all over the internet of not only tourism into the United States dropping, travel into the United States is dropping. People are losing confidence in our country, but also trade regions are being created around us. Alliances are being created around us because Trump has created such an unpredictable environment that nobody wants to trade with the US. I mean, think about this. We had a really good trade deal that we signed with South Korea in 2014 with no tariffs. Obama had negotiated a good trade deal. South Korea, they're our allies. You don't need to be mean to them. Trump ripped up that trade deal, bullied South Korea into the same trade deal, and then took credit for it. And then said he did the trade deal. And then the thing is, it wasn't even ratified through Congress. So while Obama's trade deal with South Korea was a long-term deal, Trump has a deal for the next 3.5 years, and he thinks that that's a win. So the point is, countries have no reason to trust us. So Caroline Levitt is lying. That might shock you. Caroline Levitt is just lying when she speaks. Here's a clip of her talking about Trump's health right off the back of Biden's health. Like, she's using Biden's cancer diagnosis as a chance to talk about how healthy Trump is.
A follow-up on former President Biden. White House doctors may have missed the early stages of his prostate cancer. So is President Trump worried about the quality of care that presidents get here?
Not as far as President Trump is concerned. The White House physician we have here is phenomenal.
Guys, this is propaganda. This is like North Korean propaganda. They're using Biden's diagnosis as an excuse to talk about how healthy Trump is. This brings us on to Russia. This brings us on to the phone call that Trump is having with Vladimir Putin today, where he's sure to make no progress, where Putin is sure to collect a bunch of data on how Trump is thinking about this because Trump will play his hand easily. So in this clip, there's one line. There are a lot of lines, but there is one specific line in this clip that J.D. Vance says that gives ultimate leverage to Russia. This says, can only expect more of this BS from the Trump-Putin call today, pretending that Putin wants peace so that he could create it with the snap of his fingers and get the hell out of Ukraine. J.D. Vance somehow thinks that Putin wants peace.
Talks have been proceeding for a little while. We realize there's a bit of an impasse here, and I think the president's going to say to President Putin, look, are you serious? Are you real about this? I think, honestly, that President Putin, he doesn't quite know how to get out of the war. This is a little bit of guess, but I think the president would agree that part of this is I'm not sure that Vladimir Putin has a strategy himself for how to unwind the war, of course, that's been going on for a few years now. There's fundamental mistrust between Russia and the West. It's one of the things the president thinks is frankly stupid, that that we should be able to move beyond the mistakes that have been made in the past, but that takes two to tango. I know the president's willing to do that, but if Russia's not willing to do that, then we're eventually just going to have to say, this is not our war.
I absolutely hate this slimy dude. Sorry. But the way that this guy talks about the Russia-Ukraine war, he says, Putin doesn't know how to back out. Dude, Putin could just back out. But the last line he says there is very key. He says, if this war doesn't make any progress soon, the U.S. will back out and say this is not our war.
So you're just going to have to say, this is not our war?
This is not our war is what we'll say. You just gave Vladimir Putin the ultimate leverage. You gave him the data he needs to know how to win the war. What J.D. Vance is basically saying is that if Putin just holds out for a bit longer, if he doesn't cede any land for a bit longer, then the U.S. will completely withdraw. The biggest supporter of Ukraine will completely withdraw their intelligence and their weapons, and that means Russia takes the ultimate win. Russia can then progress to Kyiv as they wanted to in the first 3 days. It's just insane that they don't understand that when you say to Putin, hey, if you keep this war going, we're gonna back off and we're just going to pull out. Of course he's going to keep the war going. Here is Peter Doocy asking Caroline Levitt about the Russia-Ukraine war. And, you know, Peter Doocy earlier asked that really annoying troll question about Biden's health and Trump's health. But this question, he actually seems to be making fun of Trump. This is how I read between the lines.
Two more things. Putin ghosted everybody at these peace talks last week. As President Trump phones him today to try to figure out an end to the Ukraine war, does he think that Putin is the good guy or the bad guy?
It's such an infantile question. Does Trump think Putin is the good guy or the bad guy? I think there's a little bit of condescension in Peter Doocy's question. Do you guys hear it as well? Let me know in the comment section below. While you're down there, make sure you drop a like. Comment some blue hearts.
Putin ghosted everybody at these peace talks last week. As President Trump phones him today to try to figure out an end to the Ukraine war, does he think that Putin is the good guy or the bad guy?
I'll let the president speak on that conversation later. He's made his feelings about both sides of this war quite clear throughout it. He wants to see it end.
No, he hasn't. Trump has not made his thoughts on this war clear. He has not made his feelings about both sides clear, other than his weird overt favoritism towards Vladimir Putin and consistent, you know, charitability towards Putin. Overnight, for example, Putin killed more Ukrainian civilians. Putin struck Ukraine again overnight. I'm not even making this up. It took me one Google search. Russia launches massive drone attacks against Ukraine ahead of expected Trump-Putin call. So Trump has not made his feelings on this war clear. His feelings on this war being clear would mean stop it, Vladimir Putin. You are a murderous dictator who is not an ally of the United States. You need to get the hell out of Ukraine and stop it. Instead, Trump's like, Putin wants to get out. He wants to. We just have to give him the chance to get out. We just have to be a little bit nicer to him. Here's Peter Doocy, then I think sort of making fun of Trump again about his Taylor Swift comment. I hear a little bit of condescension in this.
The last one. What does President Trump mean when he says that Taylor Swift is no longer hot?
Look, he is speaking about Taylor Swift's political views and how perhaps it has impacted the support of the American public for her work. And I will leave it at that. Annie, go ahead.
Thanks so much.
I mean, you're going to leave it at that with a smile on your face. I think Peter Doocy was kind of making fun of Trump in this clip. The point is, Trump is allowing Vladimir Putin to take more and more land in Ukraine, kill more and more civilians, grab more territory and homes, and rip up people's lives. And Trump basically just has his eyes completely closed because of his favoritism, because of his massive ego and his malignant narcissism and his belief that Putin will do him a favor. It's insane. And I will be making a video, maybe even going live, when we hear about the report from the Trump-Putin phone call. If you made it this far, comment yes or no. Would you like me to go live and break down the Trump-Putin phone call? Either way, I appreciate everybody who's helped me build this community thus far. It means more than you know, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.